with you.
Myself, I am the Can Man.
Yes, he is the Can Man.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the Can Man Show. Welcome to the Can Man Show. He is inside of every door. When you wake and when you sleep, the Can Man guy is awfully neat. Welcome to the Can Man Show.
Oh my God, is this Chad Canfield? Santa, you are like my favorite person ever. You have no idea how big a crush I have on you right now. Oh my God. You have no idea. I have a suggestion for your next show. How about you take your pants off and do the whole show pantsless, Chad? Oh my God. It's all I can think about. It's all I can think about is you doing that show pantsless. Oh, Chad, please. Would you please do the show pantsless for me? That would make my day. Oh, my God. I love you, Chad. Hugs and kisses. Bye.
What's up, ladies and gentlemen? As you just heard, I've had a special request to do the show pantsless. Welcome to the Can Man Show, and I am now pantsless. I have five witnesses in the room.
All of whom have their eyes closed.
Yeah. Well, we're sitting around a table, so they really can't see much. But I am pantsless, ladies and gentlemen. So welcome to the Can Man Show. I am Chad, the Can Man Canfield. Joining me, as always, is my best friend in the whole wide world, Kevin Compass. Did you see that? I dropped the nickname.
Yeah, thanks.
You're welcome.
You can call me Kevin. I got my pants on Compass.
Kevin, he's got his pants on Compass.
Kevin, and I will not take my pants off for anything Compass. How about that?
And then showering them?
And then, and then joining me as almost always, or every now and then when he can, Jamie Kelly.
Howdy.
Or James W. Kelly, if you're formal.
You're very formal.
Yeah. Howdy, that's all I get.
How goes it?
No, what's it going on?
What's it going on?
There we go. Thank you. Now, joining us as very rarely, but she's on every episode, Elizabeth Caraway.
Hello.
How you doing, baby?
Good.
Good to have you. And also joining us today, and of course, this is not the episode he really should be here, but Eric, is it Penny?
Penny.
Eric Penny, one of our listeners who asked to be on the show, and I said, heck yeah.
I begged.
He begged.
He's probably rethinking it right now.
He probably is.
Sans your pants. Yeah.
So I'm sitting here,
trying not
sans
to look
pants.
At you without pants.
Who knew it would be the pantsless episode?
Yeah, well, Elizabeth was in the Full Monty with me, so she's seen it all.
Oh, yeah. When you ran up and down the hallways.
Yeah.
Buck naked.
That's what we did.
All of them.
All of us. Nice. Not just me.
You ever do the tail wiggle?
The tail wiggle. No. No, I did the helicopter.
Circle.
But anyway, that was referencing last week. But
that's an
anyway,
image.
So the voice, that message came from our new hotline, the Can Man Show hotline. You, too, can send a request by calling our new Can Man Show hotline, which is 757-7CM-SHOW. That's 757-7CM-SHOW. That's the Can Man Show hotline. If you're lazy, it's 757-726-7469, 757-726-7469. And if you're cheap and lazy, just go to thecanmanshow.com. There's a little button on there that says call me. You click that, put your name and your phone number in there. It'll call your cell phone for you. It's so cool. It'll call your cell phone and it'll place the call to me for free. So, and who knows, I might just answer.
To your home phone number?
It'll actually call my cell phone if I want it to, but I default it to the voicemail, though. So
that's
if you,
awesome.
So, but who knows, someday I might just have it on and answer it. So if you call, I want you to use it if you have a request. If you have a, complaint, go ahead. Whine to me.
Prank call.
Won't do much. Prank call.
Tell
Love
us our elevator's running. Go catch it.
Yeah. Tell us the refrigerator running.
Prince Albert in a can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We should let him out.
Exactly.
But you can't pick those. You got to pick something better than that.
Yeah. Something actually funny.
If you got a joke, if you have a suggestion for an upcoming episode or would like us to record from your location, it's 7577-CM-SHOW. C as in cat, M as in Mike, show. Or C as in can, M as in man, show.
Would you like to do it again with different ones?
No.
What's the official military terms for C and M?
Charlie Mike.
Charlie Mike.
Sierra Hotel Oscar Whiskey. Oh, I was in Camo. Very good. I was a communications guy when I was in the Army a long time ago. So welcome to the show, everybody. How have you guys been?
Good.
Good. Good to have you with us, Eric. Very good to have you here in your hot pink, Elizabeth. Why aren't you doing this pantless? Because they asked for me, right?
Right, they asked for you. Yeah, they didn't say my name.
You know, in the future, if you could, when you leave a message, tell me who you are. Because I'd love to know, so I give you credit for that wonderful voicemail. Mm-hmm. So, Kevin, next time you call. It sounded a little bit like Corey to me, but it came from a different phone number. Hmm. I'm not going to publish the phone number just because I'm not a jerk, but I thought it was funny. So, whatever.
So with that Google Voice, do you choose your own phone number there?
It'll ask you what your area code or your zip code, if you want to put a zip code in there, or if you have. So I got this thing through Google Voice, which is, as you mentioned, Google Voice is a thing where it gives you your own phone number. You have to be invited to use it, but if you have like an acronym that you want to do, or if you have a name, it'll try and find a phone number that'll work, and it's free. But the international calls are what they charge you for. So they make their money on international calls, but everything else is free.
So if someone internationally were to call you?
No, it wouldn't cost me anything. No, because it's not a toll-free number. Long-distance rates may apply if you call it yourself. So call it for free through the website, because really you're not really talking to me through the website. It's calling back your phone. It's Google.
Which is cool if you have free incoming minutes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So who do you have to chat up to get something like that?
I don't know. I requested to be invited to Google Voice a long time ago.
Yep, me too. And I just got my invite.
Yeah, they just opened it up.
Friday?
Yeah.
Wow.
So it does so many cool things. It's like it's a voicemail box, but you can screen your calls. It'll transcribe your calls for you.
All these podcasts are seeming to get telephone numbers, so I always wonder how
they're using
the
Google Voice.
Yeah.
So, hey, why not, you know, make it? But the main reason I wanted to do it is so the listeners can be more part of the show.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so if you want to be part of the show and can't make it here like Eric did.
So you can just sit at home without your pants on, just listening to the podcast.
Right, like me. So today it's the pantsless episode. So welcome. Kevin, what's been new? I hear you had a kind of a scary day.
Today could have went a lot better.
Yeah.
When you start out your day and turn on the bathtub faucet and it just shoots out black crap.
Yeah. You know it's going to be a great day.
Something's up.
In horror movies, don't they usually start with like blood out of the faucet?
Unless it's like Money Pit.
Unless it's like really old blood.
Or like Ghostbusters where like pink slime, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, mood slime comes out.
But this was black. Did it have like gunk in it?
It was like sand. It was like black sand.
Did you guys have like a water main break in the neighborhood or what?
I have no idea. I haven't heard anything. There isn't anything out there that they're cleaning the pipes or something like that.
Hmm.
You ignored the water boil order that was in your neighborhood?
Well, I think boiling the water wouldn't do you much good. I think you'd have to distill it somehow before.
Yeah.
So you took a bottled water shower.
No, it ran out after a little bit.
Oh,
so
I was afraid he was going to say he didn't take a shower.
Did you go to the go to work and do one of those showers like the guy at APAC did?
Yes, under the faucet.
Yeah,
just do one arm at a time, hand, arm.
Now you realize why he was naked in the bathroom.
Yeah, it's easier to do it that way.
Yeah, he had lived in your neighborhood.
Yeah.
So anything else going on? What happened next?
Well, then managed to get in my car. Taking the kid to daycare, and then check engine light came on. So
on your new car,
yeah,
nice.
So I'm thinking about just turn the whole thing around, going home.
Yeah,
you know, sitting in the basement, rocking myself to sleep, praying nothing else bad goes happen.
Yeah,
you know, at that point, you just think, what next?
So what happened next?
Actually, I went to work and was walking around work for most of the day.
Yeah,
and then I noticed, but partway through the day, that I had my fly down the whole time.
I was hoping you'd say.
So I'm sitting at my desk, and...
And you won't take your pants off for us?
And the person behind me was, well, I would have told you if I saw your fly open.
Yeah.
Jesus yeah. Christ, I can just
like,
hear you.
It was like, oh my God. Like, yeah. What am I, trolling at work? Or
so
what?
Were you going commando?
Huh?
Were you going commando?
No.
All right, well, then you had nothing to worry about.
Yeah, you're all right, then. But, the fish were swooping
But nothing
down,
says winter like your fly open. Hey. Yeah.
Nothing says I'm available.
Toilet paper stuck to your, the back of your shoe.
Yeah, so... Yeah, I was pretty cool today. Yeah.
Good, yeah. good.
But other than that, broke my iPod last Friday.
Oh, nice. So you heard Walter Cronkite died and dropped your iPod.
Yeah, freaked me out so bad.
I hear you.
But no, I'm gonna see if I can't repair it myself. So I'll take pictures and everything. Should be funny.
Should be interesting.
After I get it all apart and I can't get it back together, then we'll have problems.
Yeah. Yeah. But, well, I mean, it was kind of broken to begin with. I mean, the screen on it was a little bit.
Yeah, Katie had dropped it once on the corner and kind of had a couple black streaks, but I could still see it, so I never saw the point in getting it fixed. Now it's just, you know, it's all sorts of funny colors, you know, flitting across the screen. It's pretty groovy, actually. But
it is recording, right?
Yeah. I just like to watch squiggly lines go on the monitor.
I was mesmerized. Like, are we boring you? I'm sorry.
No, I'm an electrical engineer. Squiggly lines on a computer is sweet.
Sweet. So, Eric.
It's like pretty. Eric, pretty shiny lights. They blink on.
You know, tell us a little bit about yourself. How'd you find out about the Can-Man Show?
I don't even remember.
Okay, how long have you been listening?
Episode 1.
Episode 1, really?
Yes.
Wow.
Well, I'm glad you are listening.
I don't
remember
why.
Did you just throw Cedar Rapids into iTunes and see what happened?
I really don't remember. I don't know.
That's all right.
If you got on Twitter or something. And
well, it could have been Twitter. I saw you on Twitter, and I know you've harassed me on Twitter a couple times.
Oh, just a few.
You know, just about things I said, and kind of some of your feedback has been very good. I remember one time you said that, because when I first started the show, I wanted it to be more family friendly. And we've kind of slipped away from that, like starting episode like 3.
No.
And so I finally, last episode, gave us the explicit tag.
No way, I can cuss?
Well, no, not really. Yeah. It's kind of PG-13.
Well, we got to earn that explicit tag.
On the Bagakin, though. I mean,
yeah, the last couple episodes.
There was a couple of missed ones, and I thought, oh, that's cool. I can listen to this now because I can hear a cuss word. It feels like home.
Okay, good. Well, I know a lot of people do listen with their kids, so, you know, I'd love to hear that feedback. Again, call the Can-Man Show hotline or email me, thecanmanshow@gmail.com, because I want to hear from you. But so you've been listening since episode 1, and glad that you're still listening, and glad you're here. So what do you think, dude?
It's cool. I wouldn't want to be here if I didn't
think
it was fun. Good.
Yeah. Did he tell you, oh, by the way, we're going to take you downstairs to the dungeon? I mean, basement.
When he took me down to the basement and then took his pants off?
Yeah.
Well, which the story, I got kind of a bad story about that. When I was a junior in high school, my principal, we came into school one day.
At a Catholic school?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
Dang.
Just check. No, take it back. That was my senior year of high school.
Take it back.
We came in. It was like, I think it was October, November, and the police were escorting our principal out because we always had a morning group talk with the principal out in the gym. And the police are walking him out, and I'm like, oh, God, now what? He was arrested for procuring minors, and the charges they were also trying to bring against him were child molestation charges against for him trying to get with the boys in
Yikes.
The school. Yeah.
Yikes.
Yeah. Yeah. So
special time with the principal in the basement.
Yeah, so best principal ever.
And so we had I was in the honor society, you know, because I didn't have a chance with him because he liked sports guys.
Oh,
so
okay.
I didn't have a chance. So he had this really nice house with a golf course and the, you know, the sweet movie theater set up and all that stuff. So we went out to his house for the Honor Society, and he, of course, was nowhere to be found. He didn't want to hang out with us. And he said, go ahead and go down in the basement. I got a projection screen and stuff like that down there. And you go down to the basement, and it's just set up all nice theater-style seating and stuff. And then when all the court documents come out about when they raided the house, they found a whole bunch of porn and child porn stuff.
Yikes.
Down there.
Yikes.
It's like, oh, God.
Yeah.
We were like sitting right there thinking, nice theater.
Yeah.
I wish I could come over here like other guys do.
Yeah, I never get invited over.
And then he gave us pillows to have a pillow fight with.
He told us to take our shirts off because we were hot and sweaty.
It was weird.
So, yeah. Yeah. So my high school diploma is not signed by a principal because we didn't have a principal.
Wow.
In my senior year, yep.
Yeah. And you, was that in Cedar Rapids, Nebraska?
Cedar Rapids, Nebraska is where I'm actually from Belgrade, Nebraska. I want to throw the props out to the people in Belgrade, Nebraska. But I actually went to high school in Cedar Rapids, Nebraska, a town of about 350 people in central Nebraska.
I didn't believe him, but then he's like, no, this is no joke.
So you just shopped around Cedar Rapids, until Nebraska.
Fond of Cedar Rapids, another one.
Found a bigger one. Upgraded.
Upgraded. Yeah. You have upgraded to a bigger one.
Cedar Rapids 2.0.
Yeah.
Next we'll move to Grand Rapids.
Yeah.
It was
cool. Cool. Yeah. Well, glad you're here. Glad you're here. Yeah. Now, Elizabeth, you've been in New York City. New York City!
Mm-hmm.
How you been?
Great.
Scoot up a little bit. Get a little close to that mic.
Okay.
And so you're great?
Yes. New York is wonderful.
You're looking more fit?
Yeah, I've been working out lately.
I can tell.
Mm-hmm. Oh, jeez.
I'm glad I'm sitting behind the table. So,
In that case, yeah. I'm glad you're sitting behind the table.
Oh, I'm just saying, you look great. You look great, and I missed you.
If that table comes up.
Oh, I missed you too.
Holy cow.
Oh, God.
Anyway, dear I'm glad Lord. This is an audio podcast.
Oh,
and
boy.
I bet you are too.
Except for if that freaking garage thing ever goes through. Gosh.
Yeah, we're working on making the garage a video studio. It's kind of showing the guys a little bit kind of what I was wanting to do ahead of the show. But maybe I'll put some pictures up there and some mock-ups that I have. But so what are you doing in New York City?
Taking photos, headshots, family pictures, and
yeah, you're quite
models.
The photographer. You did Zach's senior pictures yesterday.
Yes, I did.
Zach being my son, who's going to be a senior. So you took his pictures?
Yes.
That was good?
That was almost self-explanatory.
Yeah, I know. So that's part of the fun.
Okay.
So
that's the extra stuff you got to throw into a radio.
That's right. Well, podcast. It's just something I like to do. Something I like to do.
Mm-hmm. So a little flair.
Has he got pretty cool pictures?
He
does, actually. We actually broke into an abandoned warehouse downtown.
Sweet.
Yep. And we got pictures in there, and so it's like all that rustic and cool-looking textures. So, yeah.
Glad breaking and entering is going to be one of the charges when you go back to New York City.
Yeah, uh-huh.
So good.
It just doesn't seem right if you're not, like, standing right beside, like, a big numbers, like, you know.
Yeah.
Big 1-0.
Oh, no way.
Big 90.
No way.
Yeah.
Right beside me, so. Mm-mm. What would they get, the double 10? 10.
Yeah, you get the odds.
Wow.
Get the 10. 10.
The 10.
The ought.
The ought.
Ought 10.
Ought 10.
How do you say that?
2010.
Because not
like,
trying to.
There was always that like 90. Like, 94. 94.
It's like
09. 94. Yeah. How do you do that with 10?
07. 08. 09. 10.
10. Yeah.
10. It's like you just finished. 10.
The class 10. Of 10. Wow.
I never thought that I'd still be alive before
2010.
Of course, there's still a chance.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
But, you know, 2010, I mean, just remember, I mean, I was thinking about movies the other day. And,
where is my damn flying car?
Yeah, no kidding.
Hey, they just did a test drive of it the other day.
Well, I've seen the flying cars.
A couple of months ago, the Moeller flying car.
Yeah.
They did that.
You think car crashes are cool now?
Well, my thought is that I don't think there ever will be a flying car that'll be licensed because people can't drive in three dimensions. You throw the fourth dimension in there and look out world.
You know, what's someone going to wrap a car around now? I mean,
yeah,
sky's the limit.
Yeah,
literally.
Yeah, airplane.
Literally.
The Leaning Pad Tower.
You're driving
Pisa.
In four dimensions?
Yeah. Really?
Crazy. So with the flying cars thing, you know, right now is the Apollo anniversary today of the Apollo 11 moon landing.
Yeah.
And it's a big deal for Cedar Rapids, Iowa, because of the Rockwell Collins, which used to be Rockwell Radios. For
Collins Radio.
Collins Radio back in the day. And a lot of people in Cedar Rapids work there or have worked there or has family that's worked there in the past.
12,500 people work there from Iowa.
Right. And they're a big military contractor, does stuff for NASA, the government, stuff you can't talk about, or stuff you can. But
they kill you.
Yeah. But, you know, they did a lot of the radios on the Apollo missions, any of the radio signals, and did a lot more than that. But was the computer a Rockwell radio? Did they have GPS then?
No, not then, but they have GPS on the current shuttle fleet.
Right. Right. And I, years ago, back before GPS became a commonplace nowadays, I did some testing for Rockwell as a military contractor where they had this unit that was about as big as a Kindle, you know, about as big as a book. That was a handheld GPS unit at the time, which was high tech.
The plugger?
Yeah, I don't know what it was, but they had us checking the manual and make sure it worked and all that stuff. Now I figure it's safe to talk about. But back then, it was pretty huge. Yeah, it's obsolete now. So.
You've been around long enough that it went obsolete.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and thank you so much for bringing this beer. This is Abbey Belgian Style from
New Belgium Breweries. They also make Fat Tire.
Oh, these are the same people who make Fat Tire.
Yeah, nice.
Cool. It's good stuff.
Pretty smooth.
Good stuff. So we're drinking some beers. Talking stuff here.
Talking stuff.
So Elizabeth,
playing the dozens.
If someone wants to hire you to take their picture, how do they get a hold of you? And you know, what's that about? I mean, I don't want to you know divulge your rates or whatever. But you know, what if someone wants to get pictures? You know, family pictures, senior pictures, whatever. How do they book you? And you know, you spend a good amount of your time in New York City. I mean, how far out do you book?
I usually book about 2.5 months in advance. Like right now, I have a waiting list for the next time that I come home. But if they want to get a hold of me, it's just elizabeth@elizabeth.org.
And elizabeth.org is your website. How do you spell that properly?
ALISABETH.org.
Now you take the pictures and you do the videos. You have this contest that you're part of.
Yep, I'm a finalist in the Converse YouTube Target video contest. And
Converse as in Chuck Taylor
Converse shoes. Yep. And they're flying me out to California on Thursday to compete against the other two people.
Very cool.
Yep.
So what do you mean by compete? Yeah. I mean, you
well,
made this video
it's not
clip.
Me, actually. I don't compete anymore.
Right.
But it's based on votes, solely based on votes. So if you go to youtube.com/Converse1Star,
right,
then my video is up there with two other videos, and you put a thumbs up, or definitely a thumbs up.
And your video is called what again?
It's called Converse Beautiful on there, but it's The Beautiful Revolution.
The Beautiful Revolution.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the one that my kids are in? Or at least there's one picture, or is it a different version? I haven't...
It's version 2.0.
Version 2.0. I'll have to look at it.
Yep.
I have to look at it. Your other one was great. So maybe we'll put a link to that in the show
notes
as well. I mean, if it's on YouTube, I can probably embed it in the show notes. So if you go to thecanmanshow.com, it'll be there in the show notes for episode 44.
Great.
So there you go. So cool. Make sure you vote for Elizabeth. Now, I've been reading a little bit on the news about some movie stuff going on, and one of the things I heard this week that I was playing Hollywood Stock Exchange at HSX.com. I like their new website, by the way. But they have they've been releasing board game movies. Battleship, Peter Berg, he played a Ripper in Tank Girl, and he was in the movie Late for Dinner, where he played kind of a special needs guy. He and this guy who I don't remember the other guy's name, but anyway, they get frozen and then they are frozen for like 30 years and they come back and anyway, he's been directing a lot of movies lately, and he is developing Battleship the board game into a movie.
How's it going to end?
You sunk my battleship.
What's the story?
One of the brothers or sisters gets up and like smacks it off the table.
That's how I always ended it.
Yeah.
But I mean, will it be
kill you?
Jam
this peg up your nose.
What kind of story can you develop based on Battleship?
Well, you got 20 minutes of previews to start with, so you got all that good advertising time, and you got at least 5 or 10 minutes of movie. And then you got the credits, and everybody sits there for the credits. You can throw some advertising out during that, hoping that there's something after the credits.
And they're going to try and work in the line, "You sunk my battleship," somewhere.
Oh,
it's
absolutely.
It's going to be cheesy and awful.
It just needs to not happen. God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was actually surprised. Sorry, just you said about advertisements. We went to see Up on Sunday.
Mm. Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. Beautiful movie.
Just brilliant. My wife and her sister cried for like the entire 90 minutes straight.
It was depressing in parts.
It was
really sad.
It was very touching.
We gotta save Kevin.
Yeah, I was in it.
Gotta save Kevin. There were no previews before that movie.
No.
Zero previews.
I sat through 15 minutes of previews.
Warrenburg.
Yeah, I sat through 15 minutes of previews too.
But I think it's because it's almost out of theaters. You know, it's been
there
for like 5 or 6 weeks.
You're kidding.
There were zero
Wow.
previews.
I would have felt.
Wow, that's. Wow. I wish we could have gone to that.
I would have felt cheated. You know what? There's someone no kidding. up. You know what? Charlie's not there.
Charlie
crap
quit.
Crap isn't getting done.
Charlie quit.
It's not getting done.
Oh, so Charlie's going on a road trip.
Oh.
And he's going to go on a scooter trip. He's calling it the map. Well, he's taking his scooter. And of a male penis plotted out. It's vaguely the shape of a male penis and a scrotum.
Oh, nice.
So he's calling it the CB or the cock and balls tour.
That is
and
great.
And so I'm hoping that we can get him to do... Well, yeah, I'm hoping to do interviews every other day or so where he calls in and I just find out where he's at. And then weekly on the podcast, we'll update everybody with how he's doing on his tour, find out where he's going next, and where you can, you know, if you want to say hi, where you can say hi to him.
75 miles along the top of the shaft.
Yeah, that's exactly what I hope is going to happen.
Oh, my gosh.
So the CB, Charlie Barnes Cock and Balls Tour.
So is he going to GPS map that, too?
I think he's going to play it by ear. You know,
today, I think I need to go around the bottom.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, yeah. I'm glad they shaved. But Manscaped. Anyway,
Manscaped.
When's
the last time you manscaped?
Oh, it's been a while.
Monty.
Because we can almost see if you manscaped or not.
Oh, pull it down.
Oh, God.
It rolled up just a little bit as you said.
Yeah, I was. It rolled up a little bit.
Oh.
Okay. Rolled up.
But the best thing is the other movies that I found.
Yeah, you said Candyland?
Oh,
they're
awesome.
Going to do Candyland.
Okay.
Seriously. And I sent you a link to it. But yeah. You know, I just can't picture Candyland. I mean,
is this going to be like a movie, or is this going to be like Jumanji style, where they're just playing the game
right,
and a movie evolves around it?
Who knows? In the loosest sense of the word.
Yeah. Candyland sounds
Candyland
like
Candyland has actually had some time to develop into a story. I mean, I've seen like children's videos where they've taken the gumdrop pass and somebody going through that.
It's
going
to be wonderful.
Maybe it's kind of a Little Red Riding Hood type story. Where along the way, you know, you're trying to get to this place at the end of the rainbow.
And they learn lessons about themselves.
They could go Willy Wonka with it.
They could.
They could go really Willy Wonka with it, and, you know.
Yeah. So, Candyland, any others?
Asteroids. Yep.
Oh,
wow.
The video game Asteroids. I can just see that movie. Shoot some asteroids, hit hyperspace, dead.
Oh.
That's what they need to do is they need to make Space Invaders into a movie.
The whole plot revolves around just floating randomly
Missile
through
Command?
Subject.
Missile Command would be a better one.
Missile Command and Space Invaders, weren't they pretty much the same game?
Missile Command?
No, Missile Command.
Oh, no, there was depth to
Space
that.
Space Invaders had, like,
right,
you went back and
the
forth.
Rows.
There was a
Missile
roller
Command,
ball.
You had to, like, just pick stuff.
Yeah,
you
that's
know?
True.
It's different.
Yeah.
I do talking about
Yar's Revenge.
I could see Missile Command because, let's say you'd have some story where, you know, aliens are bombing the Earth and they're having to save city by city and they're... You know, going from city to city, trying to save stuff, and
yeah,
I can see that.
Well, they could remake
like Fourth of July or what? Not Fourth of July.
Independence Day,
something like that.
What movie am I thinking of? The only way to win is not to play.
Oh gosh.
DEFCON? No.
No. War Games.
War Games. Yeah. Would you like to play thermonuclear war?
Global thermonuclear war.
You know what? They had a sequel to that.
They did. Just recently, last year.
Yeah.
It direct to DVD.
Yeah. I heard about that.
Would you like to play a game?
Nope.
Joshua. Good movie. This is the second podcast this week.
Can I get
that
on my Xbox?
That's a brilliant movie.
It is a brilliant. It still is. It's still, I mean, as long as you take it as a period movie, you know, something that was done and, you know, takes place in the 1980s, it actually holds up quite a bit.
Way better than the movie with Angelina Jolie as a hacker.
What I liked Hackers.
That? Oh, don't
Hackers
touch
was
that.
A good movie.
Hackers was a good movie, but I like
a little bit closer.
Sorry, I really liked. I like War Games better.
Yeah, I mean, I enjoyed the movie, and it still holds up. I watched it just last month. It was pretty good. I liked it a lot. I liked it a whole lot.
With Hackers, you could tell it was just someone that wanted to take the coolest thing at the time, which was Hackers, and make a movie out of it.
Just put a bunch
of cute kids in it.
But it does have Angelina Jolie half naked
in
it.
But it has Fisher Stevens in it.
Sell.
And anytime that I see Fisher Stevens, I just can't see past him in the character in Short Circuit.
Yeah.
Oh, no, Johnny Fight. No, he's the guy who played that character.
Rocked. Well, I love that movie.
Short Circuit, well, they're remaking it. So,
what?
Yeah, they're doing a remake of Short Circuit.
Destroy it.
And the Karate
and
Kid remake,
lips.
The remake of Karate Kid is going to be called Kung Fu Kid. So I don't know if it's actually a remake.
I am so mad that they're remaking The Karate Kid because Jackie Chan is going to be Mr. Miyagi.
Right. Right.
Pat Morita is dead. Let the movie franchise rest in peace.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's, you're not going to make it any better than Karate Kid was now.
Right.
Like, what are you going to do, CGI?
Exactly.
What's CGI? He's crane stance.
Right.
Sweep the leg.
Well, they should
you know, think of this. Think if they could
Sorry,
do Matrix.
I have really strong feelings about this.
Think if they could do Matrix-like slow-mo with those moves and stuff where you could see the guy.
Well, that'd be kind of cool. But
yeah.
I don't know. They should have stopped after the first Karate Kid.
I actually like the
other two. They're geeky. I mean, they're bad.
Yeah.
I mean,
the second one is the okay.
But when they brought Hilary Swank into the mix, they shouldn't have never done that.
But the first movie, I mean, maybe it's because it's my childhood. The first movie is a very, very good martial arts / coming of age,
very
teenage
good.
Movie.
I saw that at the Garden Theater in Marion.
Yeah, I don't.
Well, the sequels are crap.
Oh yeah, the sequels are terrible. Sorry, yeah. I get it.
Well, no, but that movie to me had a special spot in my childhood as well. I mean, after that, I went into karate. You know, I took some karate.
Yeah, I did too. I took martial arts.
Ninja Stars. I made one of those shower costumes.
Oh.
And then somebody threw an egg on my head.
And Kevin, why were you so mean?
I had a twin brother, and we were famous for
you had.
I have. We were famous for harming each other, like, very badly.
Right.
You know, like, breaking things over each other's heads, pushing each other out of the treehouse, shit like that. Stuff like that. Sorry.
Who cares? Explicit
tag. Explicit
tag.
Explicit tag. So,
PG-13,
my parents would never have let us have Ninja Stars. Like, we were in martial arts for a couple, 3 years. But
I thought everybody made Ninja Stars.
I mean, but we made them, like, the paper ones. But, my little brother got a sword cane when he was, like, 12 years old.
Oh, nice. Did he beat the crap out of you with it?
No, my littlest brother. He's 17 now. So I came home and I was like, what do you have a cane? Are you a pimp now? He's like, no, it's a sword cane. And I was so mad. But then I was thinking, if my brother and I had sword canes,
you'd be dead.
One of us would be like armless. Yes. it's just one arm Jamie.
Monty Python style.
Just a flesh wound.
My mom was so pissed at my brother and I, mostly me. We had this thick oak door in our house that when I was in high school.
Mm-hmm.
On the back of the door, I wanted to be a ninja, like everybody. So I didn't have any throwing stars. I had saw blades from the circular saw.
Awesome. And saw blades, those are big.
I chucked them into the door and they stuck.
Oh yeah.
And so I did it over and over and over again. She was so pissed. And so the people that live in the house now on 1352 H Avenue Northeast, if you listen, those marks in your door, they're all me.
Yeah, I'm sure they didn't replace that by now.
No, the door's still there. We went past it. They probably
would you sneak
the holes.
In?
No, I drive past it. I mean, you could see it.
It's like you're stalking
by
or
a
anything.
Shooting.
No,
looking
no.
in the windows.
Uh-huh, yeah.
But
the
anyway.
The previous tenant in this room was shot.
Yeah, no. But anyway, saw blades. Bad idea, kids. Don't do it. You can cut yourself.
But damn, it's fun.
It is fun.
I didn't want to be a ninja. I want to be Rambo. So
Rambo.
I had like the knife mm-hmm. with the big compass.
Oh, yeah.
The big ripped blade.
Humphrey wanted to do that too. Humphrey was Rambo. Though.
But you could buy in like the back of a comic book. It was like $14.95 for that big huge knife, and it had like the survival kit in the back, which had just enough equipment in there
matches,
to kill you.
It had
a
matches, fishing line.
Yeah, exactly.
Well,
toilet paper,
a
saw blade,
Bowie knife,
a Bowie knife, yeah,
Bowie yeah,
knife.
Bowie knife, yeah. Yeah, but the Rambo knives used to have a compass on the stock.
Yeah, the compass on the stock.
and then inside it had toilet paper. Fishing line, a fishing hook, matches, and I think
a saw, like
oh,
a,
and
saw
a wire
blade.
Saw blade.
Yes, army knife of the day.
Yeah.
Or you could have used it to garrote someone.
Yeah.
You know, whatever.
Well, and the thing is, like, that's just enough stuff to get you into deathly trouble in the wilderness.
Right. Yeah.
Well, it was funny because
you could saw down a small tree.
You know, when I was a kid, the fairs would always sell that stuff, like throwing stars, knives, swords, that sort of crap.
Butterfly knives.
We'd come home with this arsenal of throwing stars, Rambo knives, and crap like that. And we just tear shit up, man.
Oh, yeah. Well, you'd get that, and then you'd get those glass mirrors that were just a piece of glass with a piece of paper stuck behind it.
Hey, mm-hmm. I saw those this weekend.
Did you really?
Yeah, I saw a skull on fire. I still wanted to pop balloons to go get it.
Where was that?
That was at the Buchanan County Fair.
Oh, so you went to Buchanan County Fair. Yeah. Was anything there?
There was no fried Twinkies or Snickers.
Oh.
I've had a fried Snickers, so I'm still trying to complete the set and get a fried Twinkie.
I want a fried Oreo.
A fried Oreo? Did we discuss this already?
They do fried Oreos at the Johnson County Fair.
Wow, I missed the fried Oreo thing.
Yum.
Yeah.
So, fried Oreos. Okay.
There's still more
time.
Can I
make a confession?
Yeah, go ahead.
Just until January was the first time I saw all the Star Wars movies.
All
God,
of them?
My son likes them, because then that gave me an excuse to go buy them all for him for...
For him.
Oh,
who needs an excuse to buy Star Wars?
He says that in a room that has an Imperial transporter behind him, there's a Rancor monster next to Chad's monitor.
Yeah, I have an A-wing.
Yeah.
I have Ace Ventress.
Yeah, I lose a lot of geek cred at work when I'm sitting around all these electrical engineers, because that's what I am.
Yeah,
and they're like, "So have you seen Star Wars?" I'm like, "No."
No. Oh, my.
I can't believe they asked that.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't even ask that anymore. I just
assumed.
Yes. And that's, one of the guys has, like, all these Star Wars figurines and stuff up above his monitor. And
it's kind of the cubicle thing to do if you're a geek. I'm sitting here on my table here. I've got this thing when Kevin and I, back in 99, we went to Chicago Con, and we met one person that was in every Star Wars movie. And I have my picture taken with... Chewbacca, Peter Mayhew. I've got my picture taken with
R2-D2. Peter Mayhew could palm your head.
Yeah, he could.
Chewbacca
He's a
could.
Big guy. Great part. They all signed. I have a original Star Wars movie script. I had them all sign it.
I put my Darth hand Vader. Up in his. His fingers came up like 3 inches longer
He's
than
huge.
My fingers.
He's a big guy.
And you know what he does? You know what he does? He's a carpenter.
Yeah,
he's a carpenter.
He recycles
His
wood.
Handles have big, or his hammers have big
his,
handles.
His handles have big hammers.
He uses a sledgehammer for a regular
wife likes
kidding.
It. Yeah.
So I was reading today on the internets that Futurama on Comedy Central, which I've been looking very much forward to, due to a financial problems, it's going to go forward without half of the voices.
Without all the voices?
All the voices, yeah. So everybody, they're either going to have to kill the show or go on with different voices.
This is a ploy to get them to take less money.
Yeah, it is. I mean, because Fox is so mad that Hank Azaria is a multimillionaire because of The Simpsons. Like, really, I mean, because he does a ton of voices on there.
He does.
A solid third of the voices on the show. And he makes, like, $800,000 an episode.
Wow.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
I mean, but, you know, think of the work he does also
right.
to do it. It's, you know, it's hard to say he's not worth it because it wouldn't be the same show without
him. But you can't
him.
Lose a third of the voices.
Right.
No, you can't. But they're going to lose all of the voices.
Yeah, I mean,
on Futurama.
Billy West does, like, about a
he
quarter
does,
of the voices.
Yeah, and then Joe DiMaggio, and then Katie
Bender.
Seagal.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Bender.
And Maurice LaMarche.
Right.
So, who's my favorite of all of them. He's brilliant.
So all these people... There's a dispute over how much they're going to get paid. So I myself will tell you right now that if there's any other voices other than the cast,
I won't
be watching
I
it.
I won't watch it.
Totally boycott it.
And they're talking about, oh, we're trying to get people that sound the same. That's scab work. I'm going to say that right here and right now.
Yeah.
That's awful. To go in there and undercut people who are brilliant artists
right.
and just imitate them, that's scab
right.
work.
Right now I've got my buddy Todd Gutnecht that... was here a couple weeks ago. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm going to play right now just him doing Professor Farnsworth.
Good news, everyone. It's the Can Man Show.
And I know he could do Professor Farnsworth
Absolutely.
On the show. But I think he would have a moral... Of course, then again, he would get a paycheck. So, I mean, what would you do? If you had the opportunity to get that paycheck and be able to put a quality show out...
I don't know. This is like
the
Replacements.
I know it's scab.
Yeah,
I mean, but...
But each voice would be slightly different to the point where it'd just be off, and you just...
But
then
a new generation
that'd be like when Jim Henson died.
Yeah,
one.
When Brian Henson took over the voice,
yeah,
or when
you have,
Noel
now
Blake
you have
took
wrong-sounding
over
Kermit.
Bugs Bunny. Yeah, it just... Uh-huh. Kermit sounds yeah. wrong. Now, I gotta say, I've been watching Sesame Street the last couple episodes with my daughter, Zeta,
mm-hmm.
and Ernie sounds pretty close.
Yeah.
Bert sounds pretty close. They've done a very good job of casting those voices. You know, Grover used to be done by Frank Oz.
Yeah.
He's no longer does it, obviously. They have somebody who does Grover, who does a fantastic job. Yeah.
Well, Grover's kind of easy.
I mean, those guys don't get
paid $800,000 an episode to do
no,
that.
No, they don't.
I want to know what the guy
and neither
that
do
does
the guys
Elmo.
From Futurama either.
What's the guy that does Elmo's voice get paid?
Kevin Cash?
Because of all those
Kevin
damn
Clash?
Toys, movies, videos.
He probably's got some bank.
Oh my
god. He's like
god.
A really big guy, too,
he's
isn't he?
Huge.
Yeah.
He's just
that little
huge.
That little voice coming out like, of that big guy. Just
6 foot two
wrong.
Black guy. And he's like.
He was huge.
And they're like, who's. There was this English talk show, and I apologize. I don't know what the show is, but if you do a search for Elmo interview or Kevin Clash or Kevin Cash interview, I think it's Clash. C-L-A-S-H.
Yeah, I think it's C-L-A-S-H.
Might be
yeah.
Cash. Anyway, I apologize, Kevin, if you're listening. So, you know, I saw this interview he did with this guy on the BBC, and he had Elmo there, and he was doing the voice of Elmo with Elmo, you know, behind, you yeah. know, the breaking the rule where you see the puppeteer. And it was crazy to see that, but, you know, you wouldn't expect that guy to be the voice of Elmo.
No, not
Elmo really. Knows where you live.
Well
sorry.
Well, Elmo testified at Congress, I believe.
Yes, he did.
You know, which I that was the
so
funniest
what was
thing.
He doing? Sitting underneath the table talking yeah. to congressmen.
He was taking a sip of water every so often.
I think he did. I think wow. he did video you know, actually
talking to his lawyer, making sure Elmo could say
Elmo,
this.
Elmo, please, the Fifth Amendment.
Yeah. But
Mr. Cash, please get up above
Honorable
the table.
Honorable Congressman.
Yeah, but you got to see the interview. It's great. Just Google it. You'll be able to see it on YouTube or whatever. But it was like 20-minute interview of him talking about himself and playing the character. It's
yeah.
very cool.
He did that on NPR once too.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I heard that. That yeah. was awesome.
What's that show on NPR or not NPR, but the like the public television, the Screen Actors Guild, the Behind the Screen? Or...
Oh,
that's on A&E.
Bravo,
yeah.
Inside the Actor's inside, Studio.
Yeah. Yes.
With James Lipton.
I love watching that Lipton. Show. And every chance
he
I
is
can.
The most hammy.
Go with it. Go.
Not
go.
Like that.
No, I'm not going to go there.
Yeah.
Yeah. He is so hammy. David Cross does an imitation of him that's just absolutely hilarious.
I love David Cross.
Yeah.
I think I like to watch the impersonations better than I do the actual show.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, David Cross did this movie called Run, Ronnie, Run.
Yeah.
It was kind of a Joe Dirt kind of movie.
Yeah.
There's so many cameos in that movie, it's not even funny. Highly recommend checking it out if you like David Cross, if you even know who that is. So.
And you should if you don't.
Yeah, damn it.
I'm sorry, I don't.
Oh, my.
Is it in a red box? Because my wife is gone until Friday. I am trying to pound in every movie that I know she wouldn't normally want to see while she's gone.
Ah. So where's she at?
Omaha. Blair.
Omaha. All right. What's she doing there?
Visiting her mother. She took the two kids out there so that I have the whole week to myself.
Wow.
So I don't have to...
So are you off this week, too?
No.
Oh, so you're no. working.
So what you're saying is hookers and coke.
Where do you live?
I think on Facebook I said I spent it on hookers and blow.
Yeah.
Hookers and blow.
Yeah.
Blow.
Because yeah. I just had to clean up all the hookers and the blow when my wife got back from 7 weeks
yeah,
away.
See, that's kind of why I was hoping to see you, because I was like, oh, man,
did you
7 weeks. Well, out of that 7 weeks, what would you cram down into a week of what you could get done?
So did you use a snow shovel to clean your house? I mean, the sandblaster? Or did you seriously stick to the couch and
No, I actually cleaned room by room for the last week.
Yeah.
And that was all right. But
I only get a week.
Yeah, well then you...
Crap.
Like, you gotta be careful. I'd leave your messes to one room.
Did you just use paper plates and plastic
no,
forks and everything?
No,
I did
paper
that before.
Cups.
I have done that before.
I'm so lazy. I don't want to wash dishes.
Well, we have a dishwasher. I ran the dishwasher 3 times in 7 weeks. I'm one guy.
3 times.
I just don't use that many
I'm
dishes.
One guy.
And how many times did you eat out?
After the fifth time, sixth time you use a plate.
Four, maybe 5 times a week.
Whoops.
Terrible.
That's it?
Wow.
Dude, I'm going to eat out 4 or maybe 5 times in the next 2 days.
Yeah. I can't afford to do something like that.
Wow, I've already eaten out 5 times, and she's only been gone since Saturday.
Wow. I was going to segue. I was going to do a sad segue. Segue into Butters.
Butters.
Speaking of eating things out.
So
that was bad.
You
so
earned that explicit
yeah,
tag.
Yeah,
you
yeah,
earn
yeah,
it.
Earn it, yeah. Speaking of Butters.
Butters. The Chubby Chaser, he's Butters. The Chubby Chaser, he likes him big, he likes him round, he's Butters. The Chubby Chaser.
Butters like his girls big.
Hey, it's the Can Man, and online right now I've got Butters. Butters, where the heck are you?
Well, Chad took your advice over at Ryan's Steakhouse. Got a little buffet action going. You were definitely right.
I told you, man.
I should just put troughs down. It's wonderful.
So, you putting the line out? You got anything going on there?
Not right now, but there's just a lot of people going through. I think I'm actually just going to put a sneeze guard on myself and just stay at the end and see what happens.
Man. All right.
Yeah, use them into, you know, anything exciting.
Holy cow, so but you're at Ryan's. Is there like a particular spot in the restaurant you're at?
I'm in the buffet line.
You're actually in the line itself.
I am the dessert cat.
Oh, nice. Nice.
Wonderful vanilla pudding.
Nice. Butters pudding.
Yes, Butters pudding.
Butters pie.
Is there anything better?
Crazy, crazy.
Gotta test out the new titanium hip and pelvis I got installed.
How's that going?
Not bad. It gets a little squeaky if I don't keep Crisco on it.
That's what
you
said.
Crisco, yeah, exactly. I stick with Crisco because they can smell that. It's like a pheromone to them.
Oh, my. Oh, my. Well, you got to let me know if you have any luck with that.
I will. There's a creepy chick in the corner of that. It's like staring me down and scaring a lot of them away, though. It's weird.
That is weird. Are you going to try and check her out? Are you going to talk to her?
Not really that chubby.
All right.
No.
All right.
The girls that look like they work out with them.
Okay.
Then they expect me to work out with them and metal and all that.
No. Because then you aren't work out, then you get tired, then you have to quit
smoking.
Yeah,
so there's no time for chasing.
That's right. Wow. Wow. So, Butters, any big plans for this week coming up, or what's coming up in your line of the woods?
The only line of the woods coming up is Comics in Action, August 7th at the Bohemian Restaurant.
August 7th.
Come on down.
And it's another free show?
It is a free show.
Cool. Well, Butters, thank you so much for checking in, and look forward to hearing from you next week from Butters the Chubby Chaser.
Butters like his girls, babe.
So somebody's stalking Butters. And they on the voicemail had left a message while we were on break here. We took a break during Butters Chubby Chaser, and I'll play that here shortly. But someone is stalking Butters. Can you believe that?
Nope.
No, actually,
I think it's poetic justice that it's happening. So he's chasing the chubbies.
Is a dude chasing?
No, he says it's a chick. Didn't he? I mean, he was at Ryan's and somebody was sitting in the booth across from him staring at him funny. But
I keep saying Chubby Chaser.
Well, I got confirmation that someone was actually following him. So I'll play that right now.
Hey, Can Man. I'm here at Ryan's Steakhouse, and I've been listening to your show a lot, and I think that I see this tall blonde man here, and I think that it might be Butters, and he's checking out the women while he's going through the buffet line. But he's kind of hot, actually. I'm strangely attracted to him. I can't stop touching my body right now, and I gotta go. Bye.
Was it like smiling at him? Did it have like googly eyes?
It.
I don't know.
Did he?
He said that
looked like a stack of money.
If you listen, he said someone who was fit,
God.
Who was watching, who wasn't a chubby. But it was a weird-looking chick. A chick giving him weird looks.
Oh.
That's what he said.
Is
so,
that an eHarmony date gone wrong or something?
I don't know.
Perfectmatch.com.
I don't know. So we'll have to... So listen right now, and I'll play that for you. But you can hear a cricket in the background in the basement here in the KMA
I tried
KMA
him. He's
studios.
In the corner there. I found the
is
corner he?
He
was in.
Did you?
Didn't see him.
Didn't
excitement
see him.
Is running high.
You're going to take your pimp cane and go beat him.
Okay, that's fine. You can do that. But so...
Kevin had nape.
Hold on. I didn't think pimp canes were supposed to have the rubber foot at the bottom.
Well, it's my pimp cane. It's a part old man cane.
The end of it's the weighted one where you do the business with.
So. Yeah. So anyway, the one thing I wanted to mention is the other day my daughter... was singing the Butters the Chubby Chaser theme, so apparently I've created a little theme song that was a little catchy. So
it was very catchy.
I apologize to you if it haunts you in your sleep, But I, at the same time, am pretty proud of myself.
I sang it to my wife. She was not happy.
I cannot possibly imagine why. I have not sang it to my wife.
My wife is a very beautiful 5'2", 110 pound woman.
Oh, 110 pound.
Yep.
She'd blow away if the wind blew?
Mm. Yes.
Wow. Beautiful. 5'2". My grandpa used to sing a song to me about 5'2", eyes of blue. Yeah.
Yep.
That was a long time. Have you seen my gal? Have you seen my gal, Kevin?
Nope.
All right, great.
Neither has the cricket.
So, I haven't seen the cricket either, but we'll take care of it.
To the show, ladies and gentlemen. I, as I mentioned earlier, wanted to do a little game here. And in researching some movies earlier today, I found and was oddly surprised at some of these actors' movies. Now, these actors have been in a lot of movies, and they're someone you probably heard of. And my challenge to the people here in the show is if you can name their first movie.
Is this the quiz we're going to...
Yeah, I don't necessarily call it a quiz, but I call it first movie.
We're just going to call it silence while Chad answers his own questions.
I call it first movie, and then some of these movies are actually kind of funny.
Pass.
Pass. All right. I'm not going to call on you. I mean, if you know, just, you know, whatever. Al Pacino. Anybody?
He was Scarface, right?
It was a movie called Me, Natalie in 1968.
I wasn't born then.
Yeah, me either. Billy Crystal. Anybody? Bueller. Movie called Rabbit Test, 1978.
No way.
First movie that...
I was a whole 6 years old, Chad.
Yeah, I know. Well, here's one the year I was born. John Belushi.
Anybody? Animal House?
It was the first... That was the first movie he was in that he had a big role in. But the first movie he was credited in was the English version of a movie called Tarzan, La Honte de la Jungle.
Is that a porn?
Shame of the Jungle.
Shame of the Jungle.
That would not be a good
Shame
porn.
Of the Jungle.
It's a terrible porn name.
Yeah.
This was a serious film or was
it
a comedy?
I have no idea. I think it was probably a comedy, but he was the voice in that movie. Richard Pryor. Movie called The Busybody, 1967. Here's the one that I thought was the greatest, though. John Goodman. You know, John Goodman from The Roseanne Show.
Yeah.
Anybody want to guess his...
His latest was Speed Racer.
Speed Racer? Well, he was in Big Lebowski. But anybody want to guess what his first movie was?
King Ralph?
Well, no, it was before that. I thought his first movie was Revenge of the Nerds. He played the coach in that movie.
Yeah.
But
really?
I was shocked to find out.
Ogre, you asshole!
There you go. His
No,
but he wasn't Ogre. He was the coach.
Yeah.
But John Goodman's first movie was Jailbait Babysitter, 1977.
Jailbait Babysitter.
That classic of American cinema.
Well, actually, it was like
where
a Cinemax.
Where could I pick up Jailbait Babysitter? Amazon now.
You could probably
pick
it on Amazon.
Video in the back section?
I don't know. It was a semi-porn. But it was still
like
available.
One of those softcore, really?
I saw it at Mr. Movies when I was a kid.
Like the hardest movie you could possibly get at like a Blockbuster.
Yeah.
You know, it had boobs in it.
Yeah, boobs. And babysitters.
It'd be on Skinamax or
I like whatever. How the term jailbait is like enduring forever.
Yeah.
You know, everybody knows what jailbait is.
Porn. That's something having to do with porn, right? Yeah. No, it's a youngster.
Underage.
Someone not old enough.
Yes. Somebody that looks like they are over 8 or over the age of consent, but aren't.
But aren't, yes. Jailbait. So a couple things I got to mention real quick before we go too much further in the show. Big event going on in Mount Vernon. Their community theater is doing a production of A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum this weekend in Mount Vernon, Thursday, July 23rd through Saturday the 25th. 7:30 p.m. are the... as a show times, it's being performed at Mount Vernon District Auditorium, which is the Mount Vernon Middle School on 525 Palisades Road. For more information, you can email put a link in the website. I don't know, it's Mount Vernon Community Theater. Just Google it. And if you're on Facebook,
MVCT,
there's something out there.
Yeah.
Is it what? MV?
It's MVCT. Right?
MVLC? MVL? I don't know. Anyway, I can't read it.
Yeah,
I need new glasses.
My
that could be it. Yeah. I went to my eye doctor appointment and was told that my prescription doubled. So I need to get
new... But you didn't get new glasses.
I need to get new glasses.
For the better.
And now we're in a very dimly lit basement with you without your pants.
Because they always go to the better.
Uh-huh.
It actually went to the worse. It got worse.
Wow.
So, yeah.
So you're not a candidate for LASIK or anything?
Not today.
I heard your daughter needs bifocals.
Yeah. My Zoe had her eyes fixed or checked. I took Thursday off last week to take her to get some extra vision testing. They wanted to see if she needed vision therapy on top of needing glasses. But she's been having these really bad headaches. And she's having problems focusing up close. So she needs the bifocal for reading. She doesn't need anything for her faraway vision. She's got perfect vision as far as that goes.
So she's going to have these.
Yeah, she's farsighted.
So are you going to get these little granny glasses for
Well,
her?
No, she's going to get her nose? She's going to get progressive lenses. So when she's going to wear them all the time. So, you know, she'll at least wear them. Because if she's only wearing them when she reads them, then it'll suck.
Yeah.
So they're going to have like a progressive prescription in them.
I can't wait till the first day of daycare when she's wearing those.
Oh, yeah. Well, not Zeta. It's Zoe.
It's Zoe.
It's Zoe that needs the glasses. Oh. Not Zeta.
Both of my kids wear glasses.
I think my wife...
It's more a pain in the ass trying to track them down every morning.
Yeah.
I think my wife was telling me it was Zeta, and I was really?
No, Zoe needs... Already? And she needs bifocals, which threw me off when they said that. But it makes sense. I mean, because kids, if you only need them to read, you're going to take them off.
Yeah.
And then when you go play, then you lose them.
Yeah. I needed bifocals when I was little.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Cool.
How thick are they now?
My glasses?
Mm-hmm.
They're pretty thick.
Yeah, they're pretty thick.
I'm fairly well blind. Like, you're blurry from here. He's like, what, 4 feet away from me?
Oh, yeah.
My son had a lazy eye. They actually
my
had
left
two
eye. Everybody's blurry without my glasses right now. Yeah. But my
had to put a patch over his eye to
I had a cousin that had that.
Well,
you go arr at him all the time.
My doctor said my eyes actually got better, but they're going the other way.
They're going the other way? They're getting better.
They're getting better.
Well, that's cool.
So,
can I have those jeans?
Yeah, what are you eating?
Don't make him take those off.
When I looked at the, well, actually, what he says is it's going to keep going the other way. So, you know, I won't be able to see things close up.
Yeah.
The way things are going.
Oh, so it'll progressively get you're worse. Farsighted.
So I think he told me this. I think I found this out after I bought my glasses, and then I saw what my prescription actually was. It was pretty sad. Yeah. I don't really need glasses, I found.
Wow.
Yeah.
But you look so good with them on.
Thanks.
And you spend, you know, like $500 really for a pair of glasses.
Yeah, my insurance really picks up a lot of it.
You pay $500 out of your pocket
and
for a pair of glasses.
Chad tells you this without pants.
No, but I love it, Kevin.
Why do you got pants on?
I put my pants back on the break.
Jesus. I thought this was the pantsless episode.
It was just me and,
I thought we were
me
going
and
with the theme
down here.
It was
creepy. I felt a little bit weird.
And she started scratching.
She started
And you
scratching.
Wanted to scratch?
Not me. Not me.
It's the cats, I swear.
Yeah.
The cats.
Yeah, we only have one cat. So she was scratching her leg.
Oh, jeez.
And then I'm
like a guy waking up in the morning.
She's doing that guy up in the morning thing.
Oh, gosh.
Moving the pelvic area around a little bit. But she was, you know.
Chad had to put the pants on to hold things back.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
I was not.
No, I just felt it was time to put the pants back on.
I think I did most of the show.
We don't support you.
Like that.
No,
that's what the pants are for.
But, you know, one thing I was hoping to ask the listeners of the show is we really could use the help getting the word of the show out. Please, you know, if you like the show, mention it to your friends. Tell them how to download it.
Yeah.
You know, educate them as to what a podcast is.
Give them the Kool-Aid.
Give them the Kool-Aid. get them addicted to the show, just like you are. You know you're addicted. I am. I'm addicted to it.
I can't get that dick Chad Lind to listen.
And if,
really? Chad Lind, really?
He won't listen. I don't think he figured out how to run an MP3 player yet.
But I know Chad from way back, from the comic shop. Make sure you tell him that I asked him to please listen.
Oh, will do.
He'll know who I am.
Yep.
The comic shop guy. And so, yeah, Chad is a good guy, by the way. So, Chad, if you do finally end up listening to the show, hi, Chad Lind. I'm glad you got a haircut because you don't have that bob anymore. Last time I saw you.
Oh, he had a mullet. It was like, whoa. He's got a picture.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man, we give him so much crap about the mullet.
Yeah, he's a good guy. Star Wars fan.
Yep.
Yeah. So, yeah, tell him I said hey. So, hey.
Hey.
How are you? Back to the show. please spread the word about the show.
Yeah.
Tell people to check out the website. www.thecanmanshow.com. If you have never checked it out, I have recently updated it to make it kind of fun.
Looks nice.
Thank you.
You had mentioned before canmanshow.com. Does that then direct to thecanmanshow.com?
It does. Okay. If you go to canmanshow.com or thecanmanshow.com.
I had heard you say that before. I wanted to make sure that there wasn't any errors.
So if some, well, just in case someone gets lazy and doesn't want to put the in front of it, I figured canmanshow.com or some jerk
because
off
I was planning on
it.
Making a banner with the Canman Show and running around naked in Walmart with that. And I just
if you do it at Walmart, West Butters won't call the cops.
And so if I drop the THE, I can save money.
You could save money.
My brother-in-law works there, too, so I'll, like, give him your picture and say, if you see this guy, just don't call the cops.
Yeah, that'd be great. That'd be great. Thanks,
Eric. He's just advertising.
Thanks, Eric. So, yeah, we need to get the word out. That'd be nice if we could get the help. So, Jamie Kelly.
Yeah.
How's the Where's Jamie thing going?
Oh, I love it. It's awesome.
So I understand you were at Solon Beef Days.
I was.
And you were throwing hay bales.
Yeah.
And you're still alive.
I am. It was one of the first ones that someone asked me to do. Like we put a call out early in the summer saying, hey, I'm going to be doing weird things, trying to meet interesting people all summer and writing about it. And this guy wrote and said, well, why don't you come throw hay bales with the University of Iowa football players?
Oh,
it's the 38th annual Solon Beef Days, 39th maybe. And every year they have a hay bale toss. They have this big bar and you pick up. Women throw 40-pound bales, and men throw 70-pound bales. And a lot of Iowa football players take part because Matt Kroll, who used to be a football player down there, grew up in Solon.
Mm-hmm.
So he's been doing this, like, his whole life. And his dad's down there, too. So you pick up the bale, and you try to throw it over a bar, and the bar goes increasingly high. This year, they started at 8'6".
Did you make it?
No.
No. Don't you read the paper?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The first time I didn't realize you needed to put it on your shoulder. I thought I could sort of like granny throw it up, which is ridiculous because I'm trying to lift 70 pounds up like seven feet that way or five.
That's
feet
how
down.
I had done it when we were throwing it on the trailers back in my hometown.
Well, yeah.
Because, you just kind of swing it to give it the momentum.
And that's what I thought you could do, but that doesn't work because it's just not, you can't get it high enough that way.
Hmm.
So I was like the third guy to go out of 23.
Right.
But you get two chances. So the second time, I got it up on my shoulder, and if this was an inspirational sports movie, I'd have, like, made the bar shake a little bit, and it would have, like, with, you know, 80s rock music playing in the background.
And then somebody, after you throw it, you get that.
Yeah. Exactly, the slow
the
clap.
The slow clap.
The slow clap.
They're in shock.
But, sadly, this is not an inspirational sports movie. This is my life.
which is better.
And I knocked the bar off, so I did not advance to
but
the
But you weren't
to
alone
to
knock,
I was not.
Knocking
about,
the bar off.
About a third of the people who went for the first one could not throw it over the 8'6". There was one guy there who's like 6'8", so like a solid foot taller than I am.
Right.
And weighed probably like 300-some pounds, just like a big dude.
Yeah.
And it looked like he could pick it up with his palm and just drop it over the first one at 8'6".
Right.
He's just huge. And he's not like a football player. He's just a guy. He lives in Seoul.
He's just a guy. Only a guy.
The record down there, or at least it was, I don't know if they broke it this year or not, was 12'6".
Wow.
So they threw a 70-pound hay bale than 6 feet in the air.
So
holy
in,
crap.
In Clarence, did you guys throw hay bales there? I mean, did you guys do
well,
that
not
like, for
professionally,
fun?
But...
You guys do it like... You guys get drunk and throw
for
bales
like five
of
bucks an hour when I was a kid, yeah.
Yeah, well, yeah. And that's the thing is, like, apparently a 70-pound bale is actually pretty light, comparatively.
Well, if you get
how much moisture is in it.
Yeah.
Straw is fun.
But,
hay, too heavy.
You know, no one tries to throw it 8 feet in the air, either, if they can help it.
Well, but if you got a trailer and you start stacking it from the front,
yeah.
And they'll stair step it up, and they'll get pretty high. When you get to the back, you don't get the stair step advantage anymore.
Yeah,
you just gotta chuck it right up all the way on top.
So I'm actually in training for next year.
Wow,
it's core muscles. That's what it is. You know, because it's the tricep.
So you're gonna find your abs,
and it's I'm gonna find. Well, they're in there somewhere.
Yeah,
I pulled one the other day. I didn't even know it was there.
How did you pull Jamie's ab, and why was it there?
Well, I wasn't in
there,
for his
they're
ab.
Big.
Oh, okay. your abs, not your ass.
That's big also.
You can bring your own soundtrack. I would suggest that you bring like Eye of the Tiger and just start playing that. Just bring like a boombox or something.
Alright, I can't do any more because we'll get sued.
That was, really.
You get whatever.
You get 30 seconds.
Idea. Really?
Yeah, 30 seconds.
Rising up, back on the street.
In that case.
Oh, but they might cut you off right now.
Take my chance if.
I want to do this again next year. I'm not going to write about it. I don't think I'm going to do Where's Jamie next year. I think this is a one-time.
How long does Where's Jamie go for?
It goes through Labor Day. A few more weeks.
So you're going to do a Where's Jamie? The Can-Man Show.
I might.
You might. See, that means
I suggested go-kart driving.
You did. And I'm still trying to figure that one out. I have like a couple slots left at the end, so...
So what do you got planned?
Just remember Can-Man Show.
For the rest. Do you have anything worked out yet? Or
I'm going to be at Uptown Friday Night serving beer this Friday.
Ooh. Yeah.
Would you give me a free beer?
No. Maybe.
On October...
My wife's back. I'm done.
That might be August a really 1st. Short piece.
Yeah. On August 1st, I'm playing Hooverball at the Hoover right. Fest.
Oh, yeah, you mentioned that. What is that?
Hooverball is a... It's like volleyball.
With a medicine ball.
Oh, my God. You don't actually try to hit it, though.
No, you actually throw it. You grab it and toss it.
Oh,
it's a lot of fun.
Like a 12-pound
I'll probably
ball?
Be at Hoover, the Hoover Fest, ball? So I'll
Is that the weekend?
I'll
is that the weekend? Never mind. But that's the weekend where they have the big Hoover Fest and they have the party.
It's the huge one.
Well, my wife's from West Branch, so we'll be going.
Yeah. West Branch is a cool little town.
Yeah, it is a cool little town. And then I'm
you
going
playing Hoover
to...
ball?
Well, and
me? Well, I don't know.
You should.
You should. You,
can anybody join up for it?
I might actually need people on the team, so let me...
Can-Man Show team?
Well, you'll have to tell me what time it is and everything.
Yeah, I will. I will.
I'll get t-shirts.
So... Yeah, but that's I'm doing that. I'm going to be at the Brat tent.
Can the t-shirts be
at
pink?
The St. Jude Sweet
we can do
Festival.
Brat pink. Bright pink if you want. As long as we can just borrow Elizabeth's t-shirt.
Yeah.
You can borrow this. It'll be great.
Take it off.
What? Under his breath.
What?
What?
What did you say?
Excuse me.
Nothing.
Nothing.
God, got real quiet.
Can-Man
thanks for killing the mood. Thanks for killing the mood.
I wasn't killing the mood.
He's too far.
He was setting it.
All right, so Stolen Beef Days, good time. Did you get any autographs? See anybody famous?
I did not.
Did anybody ask for your autograph? Are you so famous now that people ask for your autograph?
I go there and I say, I'm Jamie Kelly, I'm from the Gazette, I've been doing this thing. Who? And they're like, oh, okay, sure.
Whatever.
No one knows. Like, and my picture is actually in the paper this week. You can actually see me online.
Grunting.
With my face clenched, it looks like someone's punching me in
why
the
didn't
throat.
Your, did you guys why use, didn't your photographer get some video of you?
She was doing video for something else at the same time, so she couldn't. So.
Did you guys use Vimeo for that? Or did you use YouTube?
YouTube.
Okay, so use I YouTube. Took, maybe I could put that up online.
Yeah, I took a bunch of video. I mean, it's kind of repetitive because it's dudes throwing and women throwing hay bales. But I got some pretty good videos, so you see what it's like.
I'll put a link to the story as well as maybe put the clip from YouTube on the show.
That'd be very cool. It's,
along with Elizabeth's video for the Converse Target party thing.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, all right. Cool. Hay bales. Good thing.
Yeah, good it was
thing.
A good time.
And a couple weeks from now at Cedar Lake? No, not Cedar Lake. Excuse me. At Robbins Lake.
Robbins Lake.
There is the Fishorama.
Fishorama. I think I heard on the commercial that somebody will win a truck this year. I don't quote me on that.
Basically,
I'm pretty sure I heard
what they do at Robbins Lake every year is they
stock the lake
one day
with
tagged fish.
Two days. With tagged fish. And based on the tag has a number on it. You catch a tagged fish, you see what the number is, and then the little gator driving guy comes around and you say, I got a tagged fish, and they take the number up and you win a prize. Lots of bikes.
Yeah, my next door neighbor won a bike one year.
Yep.
A bicycle?
Yeah, a bicycle.
Okay. Well, no, I meant motorcycle.
Yeah, no, somebody won a
bicycle
a couple years ago.
They had a few years ago, they had like a three-wheeled trick bike thing.
Yeah.
They had like two smaller front wheels and then one rear drive wheel and you had a seat.
Hey, what day is
Wow.
It's August 1st and 2nd or 2nd and 3rd. It's the first weekend in August.
Saturday and Sunday.
Is there a fee? I think there's a small fee.
There's like a $15 for the not the chance to win the truck, and $25 for the chance to win the truck.
And then two, there's that, and then they have like competitions for the longest fish to catch and the heaviest fish, and then at least in the past they've done
and
that.
And if they don't give all the prizes away, the people that have $25 tickets generally get thrown in the raffle to get the leftover prizes.
Nice.
So yeah, you might not catch the tagged fish.
You might not catch
prize.
Anything.
Right, and so two the with that fee it goes to something good. I think there's.
Boys and Girls Club. I think. Yeah.
I think so. And then, but yeah, do you need a license to fish that day?
Yes, I believe you do have to have a fishing license to pull that off.
It's only like $5 or $10.
$17.
$17.
I think so.
But that's
Walmart?
If you're Yeah, you can go to Walmart. Yeah,
well, I don't think there's a Walmart discount for a state.
You go see Butters, and he can hook you up at Walmart by Westdale. Ask for Butters.
By name.
By name. No, don't ask for Butters. I don't want to get him in trouble. In.
I'm looking for the Chubby Chaser.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. He's so. You know what's funny is I'm talking to him, and you guys got to realize. I mean, I love Brian Bodensteiner.
Where's he usually work? Like
he works in Walmart.
Like a certain area.
The whole store. He's a manager. Okay. Anyway, I'm talking to him, and you guys got to realize that that's a character that Brian plays.
Yeah.
It's not really him.
He's not like
so,
that.
I mean, so don't go out there and want to beat him up. He's so afraid that someone's gonna hate him for this. So if you hate him, great. But it's just a character.
But come see his show.
Yeah, come see his show. He mentioned that in his Chubby Chaser check-in. He's got a Comics in Action show coming up at the Bohemian again here pretty soon. But if you want to sponsor the Can Man Show podcast, going to segue into that real quick, make sure you drop me a line, thecanmanshow@gmail.com, or call the Can Man Show hotline, 757-7CM-SHOW, or 757-726-7469, and make sure that you let me know that you want to sponsor the podcast or interested in advertising, because we would love to have you advertise for the show, because we are trying to get a video studio built so we can make a video podcast, whether it be a bi-weekly or monthly episode of the show. I want to do it in video.
Yeah.
In the new garage studio. So,
like I said, I think it was on Facebook, Elizabeth has to be on every show.
Well, it's kind of hard to do from New York City.
There's video podcasts.
But yes, there are videos.
You could put her on every show. Hi.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth.
Like that.
Jiggle,
bye.
Jiggle.
Oh! You want to see that your listenership go up?
No, that was her dancing. You know.
Oh.
You know, visualize it. Mm-hmm. You know,
she, jiggle, jiggle.
And that was me jiggling in the background.
We could we could de-pants him for you if you want.
Yeah.
That's oh no.
Okay. Been there, done that. But ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for listening to the Can Man Show. This has been episode 44. Next week is 45. And so on and so forth. To close the show, I am going to play a little more Junk Funk. I recorded this live at the Farmers Market downtown Cedar Rapids, Iowa last Saturday, this past Saturday. Enjoy it. Have a great night. Thanks so much for listening.
guys doing today? Hey, that dog likes us, right? we are Junk Funk from right here in Cedar Rapids. We just wanted to say hey, and thanks for coming down to the farmer's market today. We'll be down here at all of the farmer's markets, so be sure to come on back and check the farmer's market out and say hello to us as well if you feel so. So thanks for coming out. We'll talk to you in a bit.
Thank you again for listening to The Can Man Show. Please check out our website at www.thecanmanshow.com.
I can try. Let's see. I love the Can Man Show. I love the Can Man. Don't you know? Download it on iTunes. That'd be sweet. We need some traffic. I can't.
Wouldn't that be neat?
Wouldn't that be neat? There we go.